you know, it's great that games are coming thick and fast, that you haven't too long to wait around, and we're just looking to get out in the field and, you know, to keep trying to improve in our own game and our own individual performances. And Cavan's in the path now, so we're looking at the next step to get to an Ulster final, and that's Derry on Sunday. So really looking forward to it, really looking forward to getting out and playing, and hopefully there's a big crowd there as well to support us. That's Donegal always do, always bring a massive support, and that drives us on as a group of individuals, because we're trying to get to give them a team to follow and a team to be proud of. So that's all adding into the factor and hoping for a good day.
Derry suffered relegation in the league down to Division 4. Can you read too much into that, or they were missing their Slochneil players, or how will they be a different proposition this Sunday?
Definitely wouldn't read too much into the relegation. You know, any team that's missing 6 or 7 players of their standard, with the Slochneil lads and all involved with their club, it's going to have an impact. So league and championship, absolutely two different animals, and we know what we're up against when we're facing Derry. They're going to come at us, they're not going to give us any chance to express ourselves or to play our game. They know they're going to be hounding ball after ball. So it's going to be absolutely massive, it's going to be as tight as you get, real Ulster Championship. And in fact, it's, you know, your nearest rivals, or if you want to call them that, it's going to be totally different. You know, we have to be on our A game, and hopefully we will, and I have full belief that we'll be ready to go.
How have the last 2 weeks gone since the Cavan game? Have the preparations been good?
Preparation been good. You know, we came back on the Tuesday after the Cavan game, and every lad was, you know, the good spring in their step, and that's what you want. You want people to come back and join training and knowing that they've put in the hard work on the Sunday, and the reward now is that they have another game to come. Training, as I said, massive intensity towards it. Players, regardless of whether they're in the 15 or out of the 15, they're just, you know, they're going after ball and putting their best hand up for Declan and the management to notice themselves. So it's intense. Games are, you know, they're 4v4s or what, and it's just man after ball, and it's going to be the same on Thursday or Sunday. So you're not going to get any opportunity to take that extra second. So training at a high level, absolutely high level.
Yeah, we mentioned that you had a very good performance against Cavan, but obviously Paddy McGrath was missing, Oran McNeillis was missing, Eamon Doherty didn't start. These are all fellas that would be hoping and expecting to be in the starting 15, so there must be a lot of competition for places there at the minute.
Absolutely. For any player to have a chance to stick a jersey, you know they're going to do that. So the 15 they got on Sunday past doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the 15 that starts on Sunday. As you said, the fellas that have to come in, you know, they're experienced, they're top players, and they're going to add something to the side if they come in. So who misses out, it's totally Declan's call, but whatever happens on the Sunday, that, you know, one thing about our team is that nobody sulks, and for them to back the man that's going to go into war, if you want to call it that, you know, we have full belief in that they're going to carry out the job. So if they get the jersey, I get the jersey, we're just all in it together. So there's, you know, there's full belief in the players that are there.
The game against Cavan obviously was a fine attacking display, scoring 220, but you also conceded 115. Was that concerning, and is there defensive issues to maybe be ironed out ahead of that game in Celtic Park?
Definitely. You know, probably 10 minutes towards the end of the first half and 10 minutes towards the end of the second half, we went to get away from the game plan, and when we go away from the game plan, we're, you know, we'll call ourselves an ordinary team. You know, we have to stick to the game plan, and if we do that, nobody's going to get the better of us. But we conceded a lot of scores, a lot of maybe scoreable frees in that period of time, so it's something we're going to have to look at. Again, when we analysed the video on the Tuesday and the Wednesday after that Cavan game, there's areas that we know the areas of improvement, and it's just something that we're going to have to try and better now on Sunday, because again, you can't be affording to be conceding 115 or anything higher than that. So for us as a defence or as a team, you know, a goal would be not to concede a goal, because I think the only game we haven't done that has been Dublin in the league, you know, so we have been quite open at the back, but it's just to come with the change in tactics and the change in setup that we're trying to implement this year, where it's maybe a lot more high risk, and you do tend to leave man for man at the back. So it was just trying to find the balance and for players to stand up and be counted and, you know, to carry out that 1v1 marking job. So it's, again, it's high risk, but the rewards can be great too at the end if you can click up front.
And the winner of Sunday's match goes into the Ulster Championship semi-final, so it's quite a big prize at stake.
Massive prize, you know, it's the outset. Once we were drawn in the prelim, we know we had four steps to get to an Ulster final, and we're on step two now, but this is the only game we're looking at. You know, we have to show the respect to Derry and don't be looking any further down the line. But again, there's a prize there that you're looking at another game and another opportunity to get back to Clonus. So that's driving us on, absolutely. We're not going to give away that opportunity too easy. We're going to go at it. And again, another performance on Sunday that we can be proud of and put us in a position to meet Down or Antrim then in a semi-final. But as I said, one game at a time. We have to look at Derry and we have to make sure we can get that performance nailed down before we think of anything else.